Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today's overtime topic is another one of those limiting beliefs. This one is fear of success, which, you know, I think it's easy to confuse fear of failure with fear of success. We'll do fear of failure another time, but fear of success, it's surprisingly popular.
Yes, it's one of the top 10 really big hits of beliefs.
And usually when we tell people, they didn't know, you know.
Yes.
So I'm going to let you give a definition.
Yes. So, and I think that is the most important thing, is if you have this, you may not know you have it, because it's not a conscious belief usually. It's an unconscious belief. It has to do with the importance of staying small for the people around you and in your life. So in some way, you understand that if you, or you fear that if you really succeed, if you really do well, that you will either lose the support of your loved ones or you will be shot down by them. Does that give you a picture?
Yeah, I'll just give you some of the characteristics. So they limit themselves to relationships and projects that they've outgrown.
Yes.
I think that's a big one.
Yeah.
Avoidance of responsibility, perfectionism, addiction to procrastination, second guessing oneself. A lack of motivation to complete projects. You may not have all of these, but you just need to have a little bit of it. I also think there's a fear of the bar being raised, because then you have to work hard to maintain that bar. That seems to be the belief. It's actually not accurate,
right?
But that's the belief. You're afraid of being more visible, because then you're open to more judgment and criticism. You're going to be too exposed.
That's really at the heart of this, that the success will expose you to negative feedback and negative treatment and rejection.
And people will demand and expect more of you. Again, none of this is actually accurate. It's just the way it feels, right?
Yes. And one other thing to understand is often the people who have fear of success are within a family system or within a company system. They may be the brightest, the smartest, the most capable, but they're aware that the other people around them don't want them to shine too much. So that's part of it. And actually, years ago when we ran business groups, we always knew the ones who had fear of success, because they would have to say, you know, they'd set these goals for their businesses and then they'd say, oh, but I have to, you know, take my daughter to the dentist, or I have to walk the dog several days and I won't be able to go to that business meeting. You know, you just come up with things that will thwart you from actually being seen and being out in the world in a larger way, thinking that you need to do these things in your mind to take care of the people around you.
Right.
But I think they have relationships that don't support them in success too.
That's part of it.
Right.
And you sense, an individual will sense that. I mean, we're sentient beings, so you can know, even though friends and family may say, hey, we want you to succeed, we want you to do well, you can sense that there's a competition underneath that and that they really would prefer that you don't. So it's a really tough one, this fear of success, because then you have to, in a sense, jump out or be willing to push through what is going to feel like scary. You were saying, Kathy, you know, taking actions, it's so funny, like you may be the person who goes to a networking event, you get all kinds of cards and someone says, I'd love to work with you, and you never follow up with them. Because you don't really, what you're telling yourself is nothing's really going to come of it. But behind that is, I don't really want to be seen.
Or the question of what if it does?
The scary.
God, what if it does? What but if they do offer me something? What if there's this is a big opportunity?
I don't know that they have that thought, though.
Oh, really? You don't think they even go that far?
No, I don't think they go that far. I think...
It's not conscious.
Yeah, so what do they think when they... Why don't they follow up or meet deadlines?
Well, they may say to themselves, oh, I'm a procrastinator, or I'm lazy, or...
Yeah, I don't think it's conscious.
I forgot to. Yeah, very often, if I'm sitting with someone and I'm detecting this, and I'll say, didn't so-and-so say that they were really interested in what you're doing? And they'll be like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a tendency to blank it out.
But I would love if it got to the phase where they actually were saying, oh, that's scary, because then they would be breaking through
to get
to the other side. So how does this even begin? This begins in a family system, right?
Usually.
Usually.
Yeah. Yeah, it begins in a family system, as I mentioned, where you're...
You weren't allowed to be?
Well, you're usually one of... If within the family, you're probably one of those people who's very tuned in to others. Start with that.
Mm-hmm.
So you sense within the system that they need you to play a certain role. Mm-hmm. So you do.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that role is don't outshine your sister. Don't outshine your brother. Don't outshine your mother, your father, whatever. You get that message, you know, stay a certain size for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you, as you leave, you know, I mean, you find ways to replicate that over and over.
Could it happen maybe outside of the family also with your peers? Can your peers maybe set it up and then you learn it that way?
You could. You could. Yep. I would say, yeah, I mean, it can happen any number of ways. But generally speaking, if you had a family that's very supportive, they would probably... counteract some of the peer stuff. So it's important to almost look at it systematically.
Yeah.
Mm. You know.
Yeah. You know, growing up in the 50s, as I did with two older brothers, there were virtually no expectations of me at all because I was a girl, and a girl was just supposed to be pretty and get married.
Yeah.
So that was the good news. So I could pretty much do whatever I
want. Yeah. Where's Kathy? She's out doing something.
She's
we don't know.
Out there, but we don't really know. She look good? Yeah. Anyway, that's another story. So, yeah.
So you didn't have fear of success. You haven't.
No, because I, you know, nobody had any expectations of me, so that I didn't pick that up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you notice, for example, that, and oh, here's another tell, which you mentioned, Kathy, and I think that's a very good indicator. If you find yourself working with or doing partnerships with or taking on projects with people who on some level you know that you have more skill, more talent, more whatever than they are, and you feel like, these are the people who will have me, that too is another sign of fear of success.
Yeah.
Because to go up the next level would be to say, I'm worthy. I deserve to be amongst these people and let me in.
Mm-hmm.
So... Anyway, so if you find any of these things, the things that Kathy was mentioning and what we're talking about now, if you find that those are true for you and you feel frustrated, then it could well be that that's what you're grappling with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so what do you do?
What do you do?
I think for one thing, you get help in the guise of an executive coach or a therapist. Or even a mentor could be a good thing if you have someone who really sees you. But what you'd have to do is if you're aware of, okay, I have this tendency, then you're going to have to like consciously make a decision. I'm not going to shrink. I'm going to expand.
Yeah.
And then you take whoever's willing to give you that assistance to step out just a little bit and do things. And do it in small increments.
Mm-hmm.
Do things a little differently. Be seen a little bit more. Follow through more on your own behalf. Then you can slowly break through it. Because you're going to have to prove to yourself that you'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen people break out of this.
Yeah.
That once they figure it out, that they're able to break out of it and see, oh, this is not going to serve me.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, they may go so far and then realize, oh, here it is.
Right.
This is my fear of success and push through it.
Well, one of the things that's interesting for any belief, negative belief, is the way to push past it is you actually have to expose yourself to the very situations that trigger the belief. You know, you have to prove to your emotional brain that For example, I'm going to be successful, I'm going to be seen, and it's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to receive accolades and no one will die, you know?
Yeah.
The other interesting thing, however, is you may gradually have to change your support systems.
Right. That's the hard part.
Right, because you'll have to find those individuals who are invested in you succeeding rather than in you feeling small.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I'm thinking of a client of mine who took him years, and he was such a wonderful person and a very talented artist. And he used to tell me, it took him years to finally get it, that every time he'd call his mother and talk about his business, she'd say, "Oh, you poor dear."
Oh.
And, you know, one day he walked in, he's like, "She doesn't think I'm ever going to succeed. You know, I have to stop having that conversation."
Yeah.
And that realization really changed the trajectory for him.
I think there's a lot of mothers like that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I've heard that from many people.
Yeah.
Oh, parents.
Well, you know, the intention is probably good, but yes. It also keeps the person small on the other end.
Yeah, I don't think she's doing it on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think once he realizes that, he could probably say, he can handle it differently.
He did.
Yeah, after that, how did he handle it?
She'd say, "Oh, you poor dear," and he say, "Mom, you say the sweetest things, but I'm fine."
Yeah.
You know, like that.
Yeah.
And I'm going forward. Here's the success I had, you know.
Right.
So that's it for Fear of Success. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime. And we hope between now and then that you push forward for your own success.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.